hello, everyone, and welcome to the 25th episode of OMG Craft. Yes, finally, the episode can rent a car on its own. Also, Eric in the chat room points out that the show is officially older than I am. That's kind of sad. My name is Chad Johnson. I am your host for this episode. This is OMG Craft. If you were hoping that we would come here and we would make Russian nesting dolls out of paper mache and paint, and sorry, I have some difficult news. This is a Minecraft show. It's a different type of crafting. It's not that type of craft. I'm sorry. But we have a lot of stuff for you guys this episode. We are going to get into a little bit of news. And then, my favorite thing ever, this is a viewer feedback episode. We're going to answer your questions. We're going to show off your tips. We are going to answer the mailbag for you guys. And man, we have tons of stuff to cover. It's going to be a great, great, great show. So, without further ado, let's get straight into the news. This week, Mojang released another snapshot to us, the deserving fans. If you're not aware, snapshots are sort of pre-releases that don't actually go out to the Minecraft launcher, but we get to play around with. This week, it seemed like it was all bug-related fixes. We had lots and lots of bugs fixed. Some of our favorites are that they improved on the lighting. No actual bugs fixed there. Added spawner carts, so a cart down a rail can spawn animals sort of in a moving pattern, which is nice. You can make a spawner cart that spawns a spawner cart, which is kind of fun. That spawns, of course, another spawner cart and into infinity. Get ready for spawner cart mayhem. I'm actually really excited because I love it when they give us something that people can sort of twist into some other sort of thing. So spawner carts on their own may not be that exciting, but like just spawners, the fact that they can detect players around an area, there's a map that uses that capability. So when a player gets close, a spawner, it spawns and something drops and sets off a pressure plate, which causes an action. So a spawner cart, while that may not seem exciting to us yet, could be the biggest piece to some map maker's puzzle for us to enjoy in the future. So I'm very, very excited about these little things. The bug fixes that are most notable are that the village lamppost floating torches problem, where you'd come up to a lamppost and there'd be torches off floating to the side. Team options for friendly fire, which did not save on the disc, so if you reset the map, it would kill that, which is nice. And falling sand supporting the block 128. So we actually have two bugs of the week. You know, is it a bug of the week? Still a bug of the week if there's multiple. Do I need to choose one? We'll give them to you both. It actually deals with nether portals, so we'll give them both to you. We'll just say nether portals. They're buggy. That's the bug of the week. First is Prime TNT entities can't go through nether portals, so if you set off TNT and launched it via a cannon at a nether portal, it won't go through. So here's kind of an image of it doing that. It's like just sitting there. Oh, wait. Prime TNT? That does not look like Prime TNT. But I could be reading this wrong. Prime TNT entity cannot travel through nether portals. No, not reading that one wrong. The other one is that anvils, when launched, do not transfer through nether portals. So portals need to act more like the game portal than the nether portals we have. That's really what we want at the moment. So those are our bugs of the week. We may need to change that name. Also, if you had downloaded Minecraft recently, you may have seen that there's this Minecraft snooper added to your game, and this is the first time that we've actually we've gotten data from that snooper. There's a really cool website set up at stats.minecraft.net that actually shows some of the data from everything that's going on. There's over 8 gigabytes of just raw data. I believe I read that right. Was it 8 gigabytes or 8 terabytes? Let me triple check my 8 gigabytes. 8 gigabytes of raw data in your face hole. That's exactly what the producer T2T2 wrote. There's also this really cool visualization of actual players connecting to servers. 8 flopabytes, Reposter says in the chat room. That's I should have said that. It would cover all bases. These are actually people connecting to servers from different parts of the world. This is really, really, really cool stuff. The other thing that this snooper allows us to see is what version of Minecraft people are playing on. So if they're on a snapshot or if they're on a previous version of Minecraft. So there are some really cool, like here's a really cool chart that someone put together that shows the demographics of people playing on servers. There's a few of these next. So we got how many cores people are running. What if I can just do that? Oh, yeah, look at that. The texture packs that people are using looks like wow, I actually didn't look at this. The Fateful 32 is actually the second most popular texture pack, only behind Default. That's pretty crazy. Then Sfax, Pure Beauty Craft, the 128 pixel version, and then the 64 version right after that. The OC the OCD pack, which is done by I believe Disco, Sortex Fanver. Okay, where's my texture pack? Let me quickly where I do R3D craft. I don't see it on here. I wish this I could search this, but anyway, that's exciting. We also what operating system people are using. I keep seeing this really buff guy come in here when I'm switching between these. And this looks like I don't know what that one is, but that look at those stats. Those stats. Look at them. So very, very interesting stuff. This will help the Minecraft community better develop for players on specific either versions of the game or operating systems, or if there's one core group sticking with 1.2.5 forever, then maybe so. Anyway, it's just very, very interesting statistics, which is really always great to know, and keep the tabs on that. That's it for news. Now, this week, the big segment of the week is your feedback. If you would like to send feedback to us, we tend to read everything, but I don't always reply to everything. So if you've sent something in and I haven't replied, I'm sorry. Please don't get discouraged. But you can send your mail to mail@omgcraft.com, and you can get on to the next episode that we do one of these awesome mailbags. So, first, I have a few things going back to last week's episode, and the first email is from Ethan. He says, "Hey, Chad, big fan of the show. I want to say I was playing on the Xbox Minecraft. Do not sleep in the Nether because your bed explodes." Thank you, Chad. Thank you, Ethan. Well, that is absolutely true. In fact, last episode, we went into the end, and I forgot to mention something. I teased it, but I actually didn't end up showing it to you. So I'm actually going to go back to the end and show off what I actually meant to show you that week. So here we are. We're going to jump in the end. This is actually last week's world, so it's good to know that the end kind of stays the same. And all the Endermen are out here. Hey, Enderman, how's it going? And the thing I wanted to show off was first that the clock and the compass down here at the bottom are just going crazy. They don't know what to think. And that is this happens in the end and in the nether. Both of these behaviors happen in the end and in the nether. The clock will not tell you what time of day it is, and the compass will not point to your spawn location. This also applies to beds. So here we go. Let's grab a bed, throw it into our quick bar, and when you throw the bed down, everything looks cool. Nothing's going bad. Everything's cool here. You know, don't worry, officer. Everything's fine. But right when you, I'm gonna stand back as far as I can because I might die. Oop. Oh God, that scared me. Okay, and if you try to sleep in it, bam, it explodes in a big, big explosion. I luckily had on some pretty cheaty armor. I was kind of cheating when I got that armor. And so I didn't die. But we have seen it before that in the nether and in the end, you can die when you blow up that bed. I forgot that I had hacked armor, so I didn't die. So, good to note, when you are in the nether and in the end of the game, don't put a bed there. You can't live in the nether. It's not possible. You can try, but you're going to be sad because you won't get any dreams because you can't sleep. Also, now from Danny818. Hello, I have a pro tip for killing the Ender Dragon. When he swoops down to try to hit you, use your sword because it does more damage than the bow, but it is the only time you can really hit him because he's normally flying. Absolutely, Danny818. So in the game, in last week's episode, I tended to use my bow the entire time. If you notice, the Ender Dragon will every once in a while kind of swoop down and try to I don't know, bite you, knock you over. I'm not sure exactly what he's trying to. Maybe he's giving you a hug. He might just be giving you a hug, and you kill him. You hit him with your sword. It's not a good thing. Okay, all joking aside, he does actually swoop down at you, and you can actually deflect his attack by either hitting him with a sword or using your bow. When you do that, he kind of gets startled, and he flies away without hitting you at all. So pro tip for those people who are killing the Ender Dragon, who really want the Ender Dragon to be dead, you can either use your bow and make him freak out far away, or you can wait till he gets up close to you, hit him with your sword. You do more damage with your sword when he's up close, especially because you can tend to upgrade your sword with sharpness or something like that a little bit better. Punch and power for the bows tend to don't do as well damage-wise, but your sword can really be upgraded. In fact, I believe that when I tried it myself, I was able to get in like two hits if I was fast, and that was really useful. So, great tip, Danny. Now, Isaac, he asks, I want to know about Minecraft seeds. Can you please make an episode about it? And it's funny, we actually did an episode about this before. So I'm just gonna throw you to the other episode because I really already explained it. So take it away, other episode. Seeds! You can plant them in the ground and it makes wheat. When 1.4 comes around, you can feed them for chickens for breeding. Amazing! So that is an actual representation of what happened in that previous episode. That was historical footage that we just went to. So anyway, now I'm glad that I answered your question about seeds. It looks like Brandon has another question, completely unrelated. How can I use the map seeds? Ah, completely different question, Brandon. Good question. Map seeds. So, what he's asking is, Minecraft uses an algorithm to generate worlds in the game, and it uses a base random number to do this. That way, you could you know, show up at one location without Minecraft needing to make all of the land around you. You could walk around, everything would be fine, and then you could like teleport to another location, say via Ender Portal Nether Portal, because you can do that in the game. You could start at one portal and go to the other, and all this land in between has not been generated. So what the game does is it uses this sort of base string to generate all the land in between. So if you wanted to walk from this portal, which you haven't generated this land. Minecraft just hasn't created it because it doesn't want to. It doesn't want to use up resources. So then you could walk from this one to this one, and everything would be fine. Everything would be seamless because it's looking at sort of this base string to help generate its world. Also, that string can be random, and that allows for more random worlds. That string that I'm talking about is called a seed. They like to call it a seed because, you know, it's like the seed of a tree. It's going to grow into your world, into the world that you will play Minecraft forever. So some cool things that you can do with seeds, because you can actually enter your own seeds for a world. And let me go ahead and do that. If I go over to this is just, oops, keep rid of that transition. If you go into single player and hit create new world, if you go into more world options, this little bar right here, it asks for a seed for the world. And you can actually make that whatever the heck you want. The seed for the Twit server is Twit. You could make it your name. You can also go onto websites that offer seeds. I've even covered apps on the show before that do screenshots. And there's one even called Seeds for Minecraft that all it does is give you Minecraft seeds, and it will give reviews, like maybe what's next to spawn once you're brought into the world. And you can use that field to put in whatever string you want, either be it that because you know what seed it is and you want to experience that world, or because you just want it to be more random and have maybe something memorable. So that is what a seed is. And Minecraft goes to that seed to create, if you're going to get really nerdy, it's called entropy. Entropy is just more randomness. You can pull entropy from various sources. This is an entropy field to randomize your world. If I got too geeky for you, I'm sorry. But that is really, really what it is. So what I would suggest for people who really want to understand this more is either play around in your world, just enter in random stuff or things that are important to you and see what worlds are created, or head online to forums or to apps and check out other Minecraft seeds that look interesting. Some of them have, you know, fortresses right next to, or jungle temples right next to spawn, or you spawn right next to diamonds or right next to a lava bed. There's all sorts of different cool seeds. And in fact, some of the worlds that we've created that are just like, wow, this is really cool. I'm on this tiny island in this big old ocean. I could share that world with someone if I wanted by sharing the seed, just giving them the seed to the world. So I hope that explains a little bit about seeds. Next, this one is from John. My 11-year-old son has started playing Minecraft, and he asks about mods and texture packs. I've been trying to research this and want to know, how do I trust the sources, these websites offer such downloads? Thanks. Any type of response would be appreciated. So, at the moment, there is no actual trusted source. Whenever you download something from these websites, you could be downloading something that could be a virus, it could be bad for your system, it could have something hidden in the file. There's no real way to completely trust these sources. Some, and I'm not even going to try to mention which ones, but some file manager services that they upload, they will do a virus scan. But I don't even want to use that as a crutch for safety on the internet. There are a few ways that I would pre-vet some of these mods or texture packs that you download. I tend to only stay on the most popular ones. If something is hairy or fishy about the download, most likely it will be in the comments of either the forum posts that I'm reading. I tend to stay on Minecraft forums because if something goes wrong, I can see that other commenters are saying, yo, I downloaded this and my Norton antivirus said that this has 15 Trojans. So come on, that's really mean. Now, in the future, this should be fixed. So if your son, one, I have seen some of the websites that 11-year-olds will suggest that you go to and download stuff. Very, very scary. And some of them look, in fact, some of the official websites that I know, like for Mod Loader, they look so skeezy. So sometimes it's very, very, very difficult to use your best judgment on the web to decide who is true and who is false. So if you can, it may be a few months, but Minecraft will release official mods and official texture packs. I'm not sure about the texture packs, actually. But official mods using their mod API. It could be a few months. It could be a year. It could be a while. And what will happen is these mods will live on Mojang servers, and you can download them to your client. This will hopefully be a fix for this trust issue that is a problem with Minecraft mods, because you really, why it may look justified, why it may look safe, there's easily someone could slide in a virus to that zipped file that you're downloading, and you could easily get infected by installing Minecraft mods. So I would say just better judgment is really your only defense at the moment. But if you want to, hold on a little bit longer for a much, much safer way to get mods in your game. Okay, next. I hope that answers your question, John. Next is from Cheryl. This one is a little bit longer, and I may summarize just a bit. But I've gotten my 11-year-old son hooked on your show because he is a Minecraft nut, but he has a problem, and I'm hoping you can help us. He's running Minecraft on a fairly new Alienware laptop, an N17, running Windows 8, bought in November. Minecraft was running just fine until the other day when he went to log on and got a bad video card driver's error. He says he didn't do anything different, but I take that with a grain of salt. I restored the computer back to an earlier date and got it to run for a few days. But then, same thing happened. This is where I'm summarizing. Same thing happened. Any ideas what we should do? What the heck is going on? I looked and looked and looked for a solution to your problem. The only thing that I could come up with was something that was on the bug tracker on Mojang's website. It says many people are getting an accelerated OpenGL error despite updating the drivers and the recent cards. It seems like this is as close to what you are saying is going on. In fact, a search of the web shows a lot of people having this problem with their driver with video card drivers. What's interesting with this problem is Minecraft really doesn't require a lot of video card input. You could run Minecraft on a pretty substandard memory card. So the fact that you have an Alienware M17, that should be plenty. Absolutely plenty. The fact that you're running Windows 8 may also be an issue because the drivers for your memory card may only be updated for Windows 7 and not Windows 8. And in that case, you're going to have to wait for the card manufacturer to come out up with an update. I actually didn't research this, so I'm kind of getting into new territory here. The best option for you, because you can also watch the Mojang bug tracker, which I will have in the show notes for you. The other option is to email the manufacturer of your card directly. It will either be NVIDIA or AMD.
Those are the two big forges, and those are the only two that I would suspect to be in Alienware hardware. Maybe someone in the chat room can help me out on letting me know exactly which of the graphics card manufacturers it would be. Those two companies are the ones that put out drivers for these video games. And if you email them, not Dell, not Alienware, but them, they may have a solution for you. They may put you on a beta build. It looks like both Intel and NVIDIA graphics use the Intel graphics. So maybe actually Intel. This would be something to bring to technical supports, to bring to their attention, because other people may be having this issue, but they just need someone to talk to so that they can fix this for every single user. So I doubt that it's a Minecraft problem. It may be. It's in their bug log. Only the future can tell for you. I'm sorry I don't have a solid answer for you. But hopefully that can be fixed. Oh, the only other thing that I could think of is use a different launcher. There's two parts to Minecraft. There is the actual Minecraft, what's called a jar, which is the Java file that Minecraft uses to run the game. And then there's a launcher that launches that jar, which is, yeah. So I use a launcher called Magic Launcher, which I can add mods to. If you download a new launcher, that may solve your issue, but most likely you're already in the game and it's a Java problem, which is happening with your Java client. I doubt that switching a launcher could help. There's also a mod called Optifine, which sort of smooths out issues, but I doubt that is going to be any help at all. So I have a whole bunch of troubleshooting tips for you, but I suspect that it is a problem with your graphics card manufacturer not having drivers updated for the game. So, unfortunately, disappointing news for that. Okay, finally, sorry, Cheryl, for not perfect information. Moving on to Nick. I have a question. How do you craft a new command block? Is it just featured in a mod or a texture pack? So Nick needs to figure out how to get a command block. Nope. So there's only one way to get the command block. You can't even go into creative mode and find it in the search feature. You actually need to be in creative mode, also be opt on the thing that you're running. So either you need to have cheats enabled, or if you're on a single-player world, or you need to have op privileges if you're on a multiplayer world. When you do that, you need to give yourself block ID 137. 137 is the command block ID that you'll give yourself. The command that you'll type into the chat is give your username. So in my case, it would be OMG, capital OMG, Chad, 137. And that would give you a command block. You can also, if you don't want to type out your username, you can use the new argument strings and do slash give at P, which will give all the players in either your server or your single player world the block. And so give at P 137. If you want to check out what that looks like written down, let me zoom into it. It looks like that. Give at P 137. And that will give you a command block. You can't just pull it out of creative mode. It's kind of like a stealth way. They keep it hidden, so normal users don't get all confused by the command block. So that's how you get a command block in-game. Okay, the last email for today. Hey, Chad, I was watching episode 14 and figured I would contact you about the option. I'm going to summarize a little bit. That I was showing off a way to use F1 through 12 on your Mac because that is how you do a few things like get rid of HUD, take a screenshot, bring up statistics about your game, And he mentioned, if you're on a Mac, you can go directly into system settings and turn off the fact that your function keys aren't function keys anymore. So let me show off what he means by that. If you go into your system preferences, here we are. I like how Minecraft is background here. And you go into your shortcuts area, which would be under keyboard. Keyboard shortcuts, here we are. I was wrong. Under keyboard, use F1 through 2, etc. keys as your normal keys. So, once again, that is, you go to keyboard in your system settings, and then this button right here, use all F1, F2 keys, etc. as a normal F keys, as a normal function keys. If you want to get back that multimedia stuff, you'll have to do what I was doing, which was holding down the extra function key on my laptop, and then you'll get back the other features, those extra, like, expose and brightness up and down and volume and stuff like that. So, nice pro tip for someone on a Mac laptop. It's a little bit specific, but I agree that that is a much simpler idea than trying to hold down function and then sometimes Alt if you're on the client that's not in full screen, and then hitting F3, it could be a little bit difficult. You're trying to get a moment, so you just want to take a screen grab. So difficult. So anyway, a really, really good suggestion. Thanks for that, Greg. Greg or 1942. Great. And that is it for this super big, packed, full episode of OMG Craft. I hope that I have answered your questions. If I haven't, you know where to find me. If you want some links, you watch this episode, man, you were just like, Chad, you just went way too fast. Slow down. Don't worry, you can always go to our show notes at omgcraft.com/25. This episode is the 25th episode, so just go to 25 and everything is there for you. It's so nice. It's all written up by Cheeto. Cheeto writes it all up for me. He does all the work for the show, him and T2. Big thanks to those guys for helping out with this episode, keeping me on track, and making sure that OMG Craft happens for you every week. I just realized the light on the in the background wasn't on. See, if Cheeto and T2 were here, they would have turned that light on. They would have known that that needed to get done. So, looks like slash me looks all written by field. Looks like T2 did this this episode, maybe. I'm confused by that. Looks at written by field. Oh, yes. It was written by T2. Sorry. Sorry about that. Sometimes Cheeto does it. Sometimes T2 does it. Who knows? It's a mystery. There's a lottery system all just based off of who writes the show notes for our show. It's kind of crazy. Also, if you would like to be in the next mailbag episode and have your name read aloud on OMG Craft, that's silly. You can send me your mail at mail@omgcraft.com. I read it. I don't respond that often. But hey, maybe you can be on the episode, and I really appreciate you supporting the show by asking me your questions. So thank you. That is it for this episode. I hope that you enjoyed it. Thank you for watching this episode of OMG Craft, and we will see you next week. Bye!